Unit 72, the United States you may not know. The United States is the only superpower in the world, and it is far more advanced than any other country. However, we can't simply attribute its powerfulness and prosperity to its lucky escape from the destruction of the two world wars. What other nations should reflect on is the American spirit and its social system. The most obvious features of the American spirit are creativity and pragmatism. Nearly 70% of the important inventions have been made in the U.S. since the first Industrial Revolution. Since the U.S. occupies such an important position in science and technology, naturally, it has become the first superpower in the world. Americans are always discontent with what they have achieved, and they have an appetite for adventure over the love of ease. European countries have been pursuing a reformist policy of high tax and high welfare since the 1960s, while only the U.S. sticks to the policy of high risk and high return. As a result, the U.S. has become the bellwether of the Third Industrial Revolution in technology of information, materials, and biology. High salary is not the only attraction that the talents from other countries find in the United States. Some characteristics of American society should not be ignored. Family backgrounds and great wisdom in building connections and playing up to the boss, to which great importance is attached in other countries, are not so important to individual development in the U.S. Most people are on the same starting line, and whether one can succeed or not depends on his own ability and hard work. However, the American character is full of paradoxes. The American people are both extremely romantic and pragmatic. The American is a pleasure-seeking people, but in every field there are workaholics. The Americans are open-minded, but they are very conservative on certain matters. Since China's reform and opening up to the outside world, many media in Western countries have greatly changed their attitudes towards China. However, the American media are singing the same old tune against China as they were in the Cold War period. The Americans value freedom, but their government is very fond of interfering in other countries' internal affairs. What's most puzzling is that the Americans defy authority, but they highly respect the laws and regulations of the society. Therefore, in such a nation that values personal liberty, the society can still be kept in good order and operate with high efficiency. Is it odd? No one can provide a satisfactory answer.